General Craddock added his weight to repeated calls by U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates for European nations to send more troops to participate in the NATO mission in Afghanistan.
We're not losing. We're just not winning fast enough. I'm convinced that if we had what we need, that we would see more progress. Look, the fact of the matter is the opposing militant forces operate in the space between what we have and what we need. Fill the space up, and you take away their operating space. Advantage, NATO.
General Craddock noted that when NATO took on the Afghanistan security mission starting in 2005, its military branch determined how many forces and what types of military capabilities would be needed. All 26 member nations have sent contingents, but the total force remains short of aircraft, intelligence, reconnaissance, and surveillance capabilities, and about 7,000 troops.
Had we, the CJ SOAR, forces that we asked for, and we've been told, approved, and they come with no constraints and restrictions, caveats, we would see significant difference in progress. It would be much faster and better in the security stability arena.
General Craddock indicated he's frustrated at the criticism of NATO's performance in Afghanistan, considering the ongoing shortages.
How could we be graded on how well we're doing when we don't even have what we need to do what we were told to do? Give us the resources. Give us what we were told. We said, here's the mission that you gave us. Here's what we need. They said, go ahead and do it, the nations of the alliance. Now we need those resources. And I think we get them, you'll see some more progress.
General Craddock recently launched a new system for measuring progress in Afghanistan. The general says the first review conducted last month covers security, governance, and economic development.
We see very minor, small progress in the first two. It's inching forward. It's progress. There's no, it's not, it's a little better in some areas. Some areas it's not. And on the third one, the development, based on what we have, it appears to be stuck top dead center right now.
General Craddock says that could be because all the NATO governments and private groups working in Afghanistan do not have a coordinated reporting system, something the alliance hopes to change by appointing a civilian coordinator for its Afghan mission. That, the troop shortage, and other aspects of the troubled effort will be high on the agenda when NATO's top leaders meet at a summit in Romania in April. Al Pessin, VOA News, Munich.